Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God, and we thank God for another opportunity to share His Word in the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. As it was stated earlier, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. We thank God for His presence with us. We thank God also, too, for those that make this broadcast possible, our sponsors, Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries, as well as our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. But more than anything, we give God praise for Jesus Christ tonight, who is our all in all, who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, who Almighty God. We thank God, first of all, again, for His presence and for bringing us all throughout this entire week and allowing us another opportunity to be able to share in His Word. And so we also, yes, Lord, thank God for you, our listening audience, for those that tune in with us on a weekly basis to be able to study the Word of God within us, with us, this all-saining, all-powerful, ever truthful Word of God. And we thank God again for your presence as well. If you have not already gathered together your books, your Bible, pen, paper, please go ahead and do so, because we're going to continue a message that I actually started last week, positioning yourself for a miracle of God's healing. Positioning yourself for a miracle of God's healing. Before we get into the Word, we always like to go before the throne of God in prayer. I have my beloved husband here with me in the studio, and we're going to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and he's going to go ahead and lead us in a time of prayer. Pastor Jay?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to grant us your word to your people, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your provision, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your health and strength, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, you continue to do in our life, Father, for your people, Father, for the upbuilding of your kingdom here on this earth, Father. We praise your holy name. Yes, it's a season of purpose, it's a season of power, and it's a season to bring honor and glory to your holy name, Father, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we deny ourselves, Lord, and all about you, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, and all you do to bring honor and glory to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as we discuss, position yourself for a miracle of God's healing. Last week, we began part one of this study. We reconfirmed the fact that our awesome God is still in the miracle-working business.
Amen.
He still heals. When the doctor says that there is no cure, we're reminded in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it's in the scripture that tells us, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, and we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and with his stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
He still provides. He's a healer. He's the provider. He still provides. If you're out of work and there is more months than money and you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from, God still provides. He's still a miracle worker in the area of provision. A reminder scripture that proves that to be so is Psalms 37:25, which tells, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Jesus Christ is still in the healing business.
Amen.
And our Father God is still a miracle worker.
Yeah.
Also, to remind us of his provisions, to let us know that we don't have to worry, we don't have to fret about God taking care of us, about God providing for us. Matthew 6 and 27, it gives us a reminder scripture that proves the fact. And it states that, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, I'll make it personal, which of us, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Just consider, the word of God tells us, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, yes, he will. Oh, you of little faith.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31 tells us, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall you eat, or what shall you drink, or wherewith shall you be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. Our heavenly Father, our heavenly Father, he knoweth what we have need of. He God what we have need of even before we ask. But all we have to do, according to verse 33, is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We're talking about a God that is still in the miracle working business of provision. He's still in the miracle working business of healing. Or maybe you need a miracle in your relationship. You might have a situation where you have a wayward son or a wayward daughter that needs to turn his or her life back over to the Lord. There may, the relationship between you and your spouse may seem to be irreparable. Or you may be having difficulty on your job, and you have just about taken all that you can take. And you need a miracle from God to intervene. You need God to perform a miracle that only he can do. Well, here's a reminder scripture to let you know that God, he still performs miracles. He is concerned about that which concerns you. It says in Luke verse 12, and 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do you not know that God gets pleasure? It is his good pleasure to care for his children.
Amen.
The Lord, according to Psalms 147 and 11, the Lord, he delights in those who fear him.
Mm-hmm.
Who put their hope in his unfailing love. There is no failure in our God. Our Heavenly Father loves us. Our Heavenly Father loves us. Do you know, as a child of God, that God loves you? And not only does he love you, he cares about the minutest details in our life, the smallest of details. God cares about that. He's concerned about that which concerns you. There may be times when you feel that the problem or the adversity that you're facing is unimportant to God, but it isn't. If it's important to you, guess what? It's important to God. If it concerns you, guess what? It concerns him. It may be an enormous or insurmountable problem, or it may be something little, but God knows and he cares about you. Psalms 138, verse 8, tells us that God will perfect everything that concerns you. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor Constance? I'm glad you asked. God will perfect everything that concerns you. That means whatever is going on in your life, God promises. Here's proof in the pudding, proof in the scripture. Romans 8:28. It says, and we know, we don't have to think, we don't have to guess, we don't have to wonder. It says, and we know that in all things, not some things, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Do you love the Lord tonight? Do you love the Lord tonight? If the answer to that question is yes, I love him, then this scripture is talking about you. It's telling you that God is working all things, the good things in your life, the bad things in your life. He's working all of them together for your good, because you love him. hallelujah right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In order to receive God's miracles, there are biblical principles and precepts that you must implement. You must operate within the plan of God's biblical strategy. God has a biblical strategy. You've heard that the enemy, Satan, has a strategy and plans and devices. Well, God's plan and his strategy and his intent and devices always out-trump that of the enemy. Always. You must operate within the plan of God's biblical strategies and conditions. I began last week to talk with you about 8 conditions that will position you for a miracle from God. And tonight I'm going to share with you the latter 4. But just as a review, condition number 1 was to accept and obey the word of God. Accept and obey the word of God. Condition number 2 was believe that it is God's will to heal you or to help you. Believe that it is God's will to heal you and to help you. Condition number 3, believe that your healing has been paid for at the cross. Jesus Christ paid for your healing on the cross at Calvary. Jesus Christ came to this earth that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life and healing has already been paid for through the precious shed blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you have received him as the head and Savior of your life. That's number 3. Number 4 was you have to act on your faith. Faith without works is dead. And the scripture tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you must act on your faith. I shared with my Sunday school class this past Sunday that just a reminder that the one acronym for faith is forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. That's the kind of faith that you got to have. Forsaking everything. Put your trust in God. So number 4 was act on your faith. The remaining 4 are this. Number 5, confess your sins. In order for the miracle of God to take place, you must confess your sins. If you have sin in your life, those sins must be confessed and repented of. Psalms 103 tells us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. Listen for the order of those 2 benefits. The first benefit is that God will forgive our sins. And the second benefit is that he will heal all of our diseases. Mm-hmm. There is a direct correlation between our spiritual health and spirit man, i.e. forgiveness of sins, and our physical health and physical man, i.e. the healing of our disease. Repentance and forgiveness of sin is like a spiritual detoxification. When you are ill or physically sick, one of the first things that a naturopath or homeopath Well, guess what? That's your physical body. Repentance and forgiveness is a spiritual detoxification. It allows you to cleanse, allows you to repent, and allows God to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Once you confess your sin and ask God to forgive you of your sin, His word tells us that He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So that the Holy Spirit, why do we need to be cleansed? Why do we need to make sure that this temple that of ours is cleansed and forgiven as we repent of our sins and God forgives us? Why is that a process that has to take place? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because it allows God to cleanse us of unrighteousness. Our repentance allows God to cleanse us of our unrighteousness so that the Holy Spirit can take residence within us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit is not going to dwell in a sinful location. It cannot, because there is no relationship between light, which is of God, and darkness, which is of sin. So we must repent of our sins, ask God for forgiveness, and He will then come in and do the spiritual detoxification process of cleansing us of all unrighteousness. And because, first also, we have to remember that sin, it kills. What do you mean, Pastor Constance, sin kills? Yes, it does. The scripture tells us that the wages of sin is what? The wages of sin is death. Forgiveness of sin brings life. I'm going to say that again. The wages of sin is death, but forgiveness of sin brings life. Paul tells us in Romans 8:13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, i.e. sin, then you will live. Don't let unconfessed sin prevent you from receiving your miracle from God and the abundant life that Jesus Christ already paid His price for. Amen. Condition number 5, confess your sins. Condition number 6 is denounce the kingdom of darkness. Denounce the kingdom of darkness. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Satan, our enemy, is real. He's not fictitious. Satan, our enemy, is real. When you read the gospel, you will see that about 1/4 of the ministry of Jesus Christ was dedicated to delivering those that were oppressed by evil spirits. That still exists today. You cannot dabble in the things of darkness and expect a miracle from God. You cannot dabble in mind control. You cannot dabble in Ouija boards and tarot cards and palm readings and horoscopes and witchcraft and all of those things that are of the enemy and expect a miracle from God. Amen. You cannot operate in any element of darkness and receive God's miracle. Mm-hmm. you must be delivered from any and all satanic elements before receiving a miracle from God. I'm going to say that one more time. You must be delivered from any and all satanic elements before receiving a miracle from God. You've got to denounce the kingdom of darkness. You've got to be delivered. And you can only be delivered by the power of Almighty God. Number 7, reject intellectual idolatry. What are you talking about? Reject intellectual idolatry. Intellectual idolatry is the worship of your opinions and philosophies over the Word of God. There is a mindset that's going on, and even some of the colleges are teaching that the Word of God and the Bible is of no effect. That basically your intellect is what should be the source of why you live and why you operate and the decisions that you make upon your intellectual opinions and your intellectual philosophy, that's how you should live your life, pushing God aside. It's the same idea of intellectual idolatry that is the undertone that caused the God and the things of God to be removed out of our educational system. It's the same element of intellectual idolatry that is a part of the concept of humanism in the world.
Amen.
So you've got to be able to reject intellectual idolatry and make God's word first in your life.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we use our intellect over the word of God. Mm-hmm. No matter how smart that you are, no matter how many degrees and letters you have behind your name, you could have a PhD, you could have an MA, you could have an MD, all of the letters that and acronyms that you would like to follow your name. However, your intellect never outweighs the intellect and the word of Almighty God. God is smarter than we are. Oh, yes, he is. He created us. He created this world. How dare us to have the audacity to think that our intellect outweighs the word of God? We must quit trusting in our ideas and opinions and put our total trust in our Creator God. The word of God teaches us that we are to live by. That is the way that you are to govern your life. We are to live by every word, not some of the Bible, not a portion of the scripture, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Quit trusting in your own ideas, your own philosophies, your own opinions. It does not outweigh the word of God. Put your total trust in him. Condition number 7, reject intellectual idolatry. Condition number 8, or principle or precept number 8. I pray you're getting something out of this tonight. Recognize the role of the Holy Spirit. Principle number 8, in order to receive your miracle, recognize the role of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ paid the price for our healing on Calvary. But we receive his healing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Few people understand the role of the Holy Spirit in the healing process. We think that Jesus Christ is our healer, and he is. But understand that Jesus paid the price for our healing on the cross. But again, it is the Holy Spirit that his healing operates through. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Constance? Scripture tells us in Romans 8:11 that, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you, he that raised Christ from the dead will also give life through your mortal body. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who lives in you. It is the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That same Holy Spirit dwells in us as children of the Most High God and will bring us the healing power of Jesus as we receive it. Many people are not healed because they reject the Holy Spirit in their lives. And sometimes he is even rejected in our churches.
Uh-huh.
But where the Holy Spirit is rejected, there will be no healing. I'm going to say that again. Where the Holy Spirit is rejected, there will be no healing.
Amen.
So these are principles that you must employ, principles that you must embrace in order to position yourself for a miracle from God.
Amen.
Accept and obey the word of God. Believe that God's will to heal and help you. Believe that it is God's will to heal and help you. Believe that your healing has been paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary. Act on your faith. Confess your sins. And once you confess your sins, denounce all of the kingdom of darkness. Have nothing to do with that. Involved in that the satanic, denounce the kingdom of darkness, reject intellectual idolatry. Keep in mind that it is God's word that is precedence over your philosophy and over your opinions, and recognize the role of the Holy Spirit. Miracles belong to you. Healing is the children's bread. No matter how difficult a situation may seem, if you trust God, you can be assured that God will work on your behalf. There's a song that I wanted to just quote some of the lyrics of, and it's by Vashon Mitchell. It talks about the title is Turning Around. It says, sometimes discouraged but not defeated, cast down but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointments. Can anyone relate? There were times I felt so all alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe that it's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around for me. God is making a way. A change is coming for me. If I stand strong and believe, there's no reason to doubt. I know God's working it out because he's turning around for me. Oh, it won't always. No, it won't. It won't always be like this because the Lord will perfect that's concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor. Sooner or later, turn in my favor. Sooner or later, turn in my favor. It's turning around for me. Saints, God has got a miracle with your name on it. Receive it today. It's turning around for you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. Thank God for that powerful, powerful word. To God be all the glory. We turn around for me, for you. Amen.
Amen.
You see that word today, that powerful word about positioning yourself for a miracle. Amen. And a healing as well. Amen. By the word of God from the woman of God on tonight. Amen. Oh, you see that powerful word to your spirit, to your heart. You made that connection there. Amen. God got great things for you in your life and your spirit as well. Amen. We thank God for that powerful, powerful word. A principle of the word of God, from the woman of God. Amen. What a joy, what a blessing it is to know the truth, to live the truth, and to be God making to work that truth in our life. God will say, hell and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word is truth to the end and back again. Amen. We thank God for that word from the woman of God. Oh, what a powerful word. Position yourself for a miracle, a healing. Amen.
Praise God. Praise
thank God.
Thank
God back then and thank God today. Amen. There will be glory after this. Amen. There will be glory of God.
Yes.
The glory of God after this. Amen.
Yes.
The word came forth on Sunday. Amen. For our bishop. There will be a glory after this. We thank God for the word from the woman of God. Almighty God healed on our. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to, my spirit's telling me that there are those tonight that would like to be able to share a testimony, to be able to share what this word has meant to them. And if you would like to share, and we want to dispatch you into the studio tonight, we have some time left so that you all will be able to share the goodness of God. And if you've had a miracle in your life, or if you are positioning yourself for a miracle, if you are in need of a miracle and you would like to even have prayer for that, then tonight I would like for those that are willing to be able to share a testimony or share a word of encouragement or be able to share, just simply press 1 on your dial pad, because the word of God, it tells us that others are won by your testimony. There are those that are out there. If God has done something for you, don't hold it in. Go ahead and be able to share that, because we live in a time where we must encourage one another in the Lord. Yes, you encourage yourself as well, but in opportunities like this, you need to encourage others in the Lord. If God has done anything for you, go ahead and be able to speak of that. Tell of the good news of God in your life, because God wants us to be able to speak his word so that others will be able to hear, so that others will be able to be empowered and encouraged. Is there one tonight? Simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio.
Amen.
We're talking tonight about how to position yourself for a miracle. God wants to work miracles in your life.
Amen.
And also, I didn't address this in tonight's message, but there is the power of life and death lies within your tongue. Did you know that you have the ability to be able to speak a miracle into your life? The Word of God tells us that it's simply for you, if you got a mountain in your life, you can simply speak to that mountain, whatever that difficulty is, and say, "Be thou removed," and cast into the sea, and declare it in the name of Jesus, and that mountain has got to move. The Word of God tells us that which we bind on earth, mm-hmm, shall be bound in heaven.
Amen.
And that which we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Well, how does the binding and loosing take place? With the spoken word out of your mouth. It starts with God's word at the tip of your tongue, for you being able to speak God's word over your life and speak God's word over your family. Is there one tonight that would like to share and to be able to speak if this word has resonated in your spirit? Is there one?
God said, "We have not because we ask not."
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have to know the power in the Word of God. There is power, saints. There is power, beloved children of the Most High God. If you just realize the power that lies within, if you are a child of God, that you have at your disposal, you have right at your the ends of your tongue, because it's a power, God's word, speaking the word of God, it allows for the manifestation of miracles to take place in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right now, today.
Praise God.
Now the time, now the day, amen. For such a time as this.
Amen. Amen.
God's word and God's truth doesn't decrease, it increases, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So you come back here, hearing the word of God. Increase your faith on tonight. Increase your faith because you have heard the word of God.
Is there, praise God, we have one, the last four digits of your telephone number, caller, is 6399, and we are going to dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Thank you. And thank you in advance.
Amen.
For sharing your words and your testimony. Go ahead, please. Caller whose last four digits of your phone number ends in 6399, you are now live into the studio. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I had no mute.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
First of all, I want to honor you all for a job well done on tonight. Again, on a Monday night, I tell you, I'm really encouraged through the Word of God. Be looking forward now to get into this word and condition yourself for healing and miracle and all of that good stuff. I really don't have a testimony tonight, but I really just wanted to share just something that came into my spirit. Condition yourself for a miracle. And what it did, it brought me back to Hezekiah. And when Hezekiah had got some bad news that he was going to die, and when the man of God came to him and told him that he was going to die and not live, but Hezekiah put his face to the wall, and he reminded God of what he had done. Sometimes, even in our condition ourselves with God for our miracle, there's some things we need to get done before we get to the miracle.
That's right.
Y'all know how to stir up stuff. But I'm just thinking about how Hezekiah prepared himself for his own miracle.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of, before the bad news came that he was going to die, He already had prepared himself for the miracle. So that goes back to what he was saying about conditioning yourself for a miracle.
That's
so,
right.
So in other words, we have to condition ourselves. We can't wait until the storm comes before we get prepared
for
the storm. So, I mean, thing is, we got to have a prayer life. We have to get in the face of God. And like you said, we got to keep ourselves clean before God. You know, and the way that God can use us and we can hear from him and we can do what we need to do for him. But I just wanted to say that tonight that I was really blessed through the word of God. And every time I hear something, it just brings something back, kind of stir up my spirit. And it just kind of, you know, he said he'll bring those things back to our remembrance. So I just say, as I begin to think about it, I begin to think about how he bring those things back. But that was a good word tonight.
Yep.
So I just wanted to share a little bit of that.
All right. Praise God, Pastor Henderson. Thank you so much for that. And that is so powerful what you just said, that yes, we can't wait until we're in the midst of the storm to prepare ourselves for a miracle.
Amen.
We
That's
need
right.
to be in preparation. Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We must be in preparation. We must on a regular basis be in prayer and communication with the Heavenly Father. We must on a regular basis be in the study of God's word. We must on a regular basis, the word of God also tells us to forsake not the assembling of yourselves with other believers. We need to have a place of where we are going to worship and be receiving the word. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to position yourself, because when the storm comes, you need to, let me say this also, you need to have on the whole armor of God. We talked about that. How you need to have on the whole armor of God to be able to withstand against the powers of the enemy. When you it's too late when you're in the midst of a storm to look for an umbrella. You need to be able to be prepared with that armor on even before the storm comes. And so therefore, yes, it's important, praise God, that you are preparing yourself daily preparation, so that when the storm comes, you are already in a stance to be able to receive the miracle of God. So, yes, sir, thank you so much for sharing that. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Pastor Henderson. Is there another? Praise God. Is there another that would care to share in the word of God tonight?
God tell us to put on the armor of God. He never said take it off. So you put it on, you keep it on, because you know what's down here on this earth, amen? So he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, the full armor of God. He never says take it off, because the enemy is shrewd, the enemy is thinking we can devour all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't take no time off, he don't take no vacation, praise God. So we need to put on the whole armor of God, the full armor of God, and all the time keep it on.
Amen.
He never take it off.
Amen. That's right. That's why the word of God tells us that we are to be in the study of his word daily. You never stop studying. You pray. Exactly.
Praying
without ceasing. And then not only that, teaching your children.
Amen.
Teaching your children. You know, don't think that the enemy just comes and tries to war against adults. No, he doesn't. He's after your seed as well.
Amen.
And so that's why it's so very important that the word of God tells us that you are to teach your children in their rising and in their going to bed. You are to teach them the precepts and the principles of God, so that they too will be able to be prepared as they go out into the world, as they go out to school, as they go out into the marketplace, as they leave home and they're going out to college. Prepare them. You know that you would not send your child into a war zone without being prepared for battle. Where every day that your child and you step outside of your door, we are in a spiritual war zone. prepared.
Amen.
God, he equips us, and he equips us through his word. We have to be prepared.
And he equips us to win as well.
Amen.
The victory through Jesus Christ, and he's given us the victory through him. So we get to, so we are made more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So we have the victory in him.
We are more than what?
Conquerors.
We are more than conquerors.
Praise
God.
You can do it in Christ.
Amen.
With Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Into his likeness, into his being. So you do it with him.
Yes.
You do it by yourself. You do it alone. And also you do it with a sanctified life, consecrated life, holy life unto God.
Amen.
You walk and you, it's a living thing. You walk and you live this thing from day to day.
Yes.
You'll be able to see it in your livelihood. You know, where you go, they see your life in Christ. And then again, John said, well, me in my house, me in my generation,
yes,
serve the Lord God Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
It's a life living thing. It's a thing you live every day.
Day to day, praise God.
It gives you strength to live. It gives you strength to overcome it. But make sure that all things work together for the good.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. We are already more than conquerors. We are already overcomers. The victory is already ours because of the price that Jesus Christ paid for us. All we have to do is by faith walk in it.
Amen.
That's all we have to do. By faith, we have to walk in every benefit that God has already given and that Jesus Christ has already provided for us. God expects us to live a life of victory in him, because there is no failure in him. God expects us to live a life of victory in him. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It belongs to you already,
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, God is, oh, my Lord, we thank God. I thank God for the opportunity again to share in his word.
Praise
we
God.
Thank God for you tuning in. We have one caller. The last four digits of your number is 4848. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. You are live. Go ahead, please.
Yes,
press
I just
one
wanted to
on
thank
your
praise the Lord. I just want to thank the Lord.
Amen.
For using you all to share this word, because this word needs to go forth, because we're living in a time where there's so much unbelief in the world, and people need to know that the word of God is still a living and a vital word, and that the word of faith and the salvation is all-inclusive, and healing is part of the covenant of grace that the Lord Jesus Christ established through his atonement for our sins. And I just want to look at Proverbs 4:20-21. The word of God is a living and a divine seed with the very life of God present within it. Just like a natural seed is planted in the soil of the earth and cultivated by the farmer and brings forth fruit in its seasons, also when the divine seed of God's word is declared and spoken and planted into the soil of our soul, our mind, our will and emotions and our heart, the word of God will bring forth the fruit of divine life and divine healing. It will quicken our bodies through the power of the Holy Spirit, because it comes by hearing by the word of God. And God's word will not return to void. And again, the word of healing needs to be declared to a lost and a dying world, because that is part of the great redemptive covenant, Isaiah 53, by his wounds and by his stripes, we are healed. So I thank you again for bringing this word to the people of God, because it is impacting and it is increasing our faith. God bless and keep you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Britt. We praise God for you as well, and thank God for you sharing that. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just give God all praise. That is powerful.
Yeah.
And yes, there is nothing like the word of God. God's word is life to us. God's word is healing to our flesh. And all you have to do is to get into the Word of God, delve into His Word by faith, depend on the Word of God. I promise you, God's Word, it never, ever fails. Praise God. We thank God for you, each of you tonight. We pray as this word was a blessing to you. We pray as you go forth for the remainder of this week that God's anointing power just will keep you and will cover you. As you go forth, share the word of God with others that their faith may be encouraged, yeah, that souls will be saved, that lives will be changed, that people will also be delivered. And we give God all the glory. Have a wonderful night. We love you.
God bless.
God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wings. And love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from
the night. Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.